Our great mate Bobby Bajram reached 50 over the weekend. That's 37 years struggling with MS. His response has been to set a goal of climbing Mount Everest and just having a go all the way through his life. During a week, he met with David, the new CEO from Fitness First, and also with Martin Foley, the Minister for Disabilities, who actually grew up here in Mornington. Many of the senior department officials there did a great job with disabilities. Catherine Davis, David McNamara, Donna Richards, Robin Ford and Yana Crook. So here's Bobby's May update. We all wish him well. And welcome back to the locker room. We do have Bobby Bajram on the line. How are you going, Bobby?
Hey, Neil, how are you? The greatest DJ in the world. How are you, mate?
That's good, because the president of the radio station's in the other studio listening. He always likes it when you talk this up.
Hey, President, Neil's the greatest DJ in the world.
Yeah, he just gave us a wave. Thanks, mate. Now, what we thought we might focus on, because I know you've got a 50th birthday this weekend and a bit of a bash on Sunday.
So we
thought that might be a good chance just to talk about basically 37 years with MS and some of the challenges that you've had to deal with there.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's been 37 years of me having MS. I'll tell you the funny thing. I fell down a few times. I'm just at the skate house in Carrum Downs to set up an obstacle course for me and help me with my balance. And there's some sports medicine people from recovery, some doctors from NIM that help monitor my balance issues. And so the skate house here in Carrum Downs, I've just come off the skating rink, and they've been superb down here, the number one roller skating rink in Victoria, the skate house. And it's like you'll see, because it'll be filmed, but, you know, my issues with my MS are... I have been really, really terrible, as you know, and I spent so many years in and out of a wheelchair, and my balance is gone, and my sight's gone, and that was one of the preemptive things where to get my balance right, and that's why I trained at the State House in the obstacle course for my balance predominantly for Mount Everest to get it really, really spot on. So, you know, I mean, I'm in a lot of pain, and there's 24-hour pain, and people with MS understand it's fluctuating, it's up and down like a yo-yo, you know. But, you know, like, I made it to 50, Neil. I made it to 50 years old.
That's pretty good, because back when you were 13 and diagnosed with MS, that probably wasn't considered possible, was it?
No. I mean, the thing is, my doctors really didn't give me a good chance of living past... like 30 or 40 was tops, because I've been very, very sick. I've got severe remitting relapsing in there. But no, I'll make it to bloody 100 years old. Why not, mate?
That's right. Anything's possible now. So yeah. I'm just wondering with the... And I know Greg's got a question in a sec, but with the skating, does that strengthen the core? What does that actually do for the balance?
Okay. At the skate house, what they've done is it strengthens your core... And it strengthens your legs and your balance. So at the skate house, what they do is they set up an obstacle course on the actual skating rink, so they kick everybody off. Well, they don't, because it's actually, I do it when there's nobody here. And it really, really gets my balance spot on. So on roller skates, like I go flying on roller skates, but the skate house supplies me with two skating instructors on either side of me to make sure that everything is right and safe, of course. You know, it's occupational health and safety.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. I do flail and stuff. I go through obstacles, you know, but I've got the two skate house instructors right by my side. So it strengthens up my whole awareness of my falling down. And that's... That's what really helps me. It's really good at the skate house. They're fantastic, mate. So,
Bobby, I was going to say before, you know, you've made it to 50. Are you still going to make it to the top of Everest?
Well, the thing is, I'm going to Mount Everest now in because the doctors at NIM, the National Institute of Integrated Medicine, now I'm in the climate chamber 4 days a week. I'm in acupuncture 4 days a week. Professor Avni Salin, Professor Kylie O'Brien, They treat me there. They're great supporters of me. And they say, Bobby, look, well, I was supposed to go in September, but now they've delayed it to go till April just to get my body right through their natural processes of medicine. And they're just been fantastic to me over there at NIM. They're awesome. So, mate, I will make it to the top of Everest and shout at the top of the world. If you have a disability, you can do anything you want to put your mind to. If you got nothing but persistence, and if you've got a few problems, whether you have got a disability or not, you've got a scenario where you just want to have a crack. And that's just me going to the top of the world and coming back down again, Neil, because I don't want to just get to the top of the world and stay there.
Absolutely.
I want to come back down. So it's like saying to everybody, just have a go. Everybody has their own little Mount Everest. Of course, people with disabilities have a little bit of a tougher time, but I want to say this is what you can do if you put your mind to it. So it's really important, and that's why we've got people on board, like Fitness First. I train there, and they help get me right with getting to the top of Everest, the greatest gym ever for people with disabilities also, for anybody in that fact. But, it's just that the can-do thing. So, I'm in the Jayco climate room, and I go there and I do that and get used to no air atmospheres, and then, of course, I'm back at the skate house skating on the obstacle course at the skate house, even tearing down, and then I'll go and have a bite to eat to fuel up at the St. Thomas Cafe. So I thought, you can't do anything without food, and that food's awesome. Tony down there is really, really good. So, it's just a great network of support, and I've got a lot of people supporting me, like Dr. Ian Gillam. He's a sports psychologist, he's a sports medicine doctor, really helping me. So it's everybody is putting in their two bobs worth to get me up and down Everest, because I'm doing it for Australia.
I'm representing Bob.
Australia. So every person that can feel it when I get up to the top of Mount Everest, I'm going to wave the Australian flag. And when I come back down from Everest, I'm going to wave it again, and then I'm going to get drunk on Mount Everest mineral water.
So, Bobby, people who want to support that, because you're also trying to raise money to support disabilities and their carers.
Yeah.
BobbyBajram.com is the place to go.
Yeah, BobbyBajram.com. I've got a GoFundMe page.
Yep.
Right. If they scroll down the front page and click on GoFundMe, bang, they can contribute some money towards my Everest trip and stuff, because in the end, I want to raise $100 million for people with disabilities and our carers, and which do a fantastic job, So, people like Independent Disabilities Australia are fantastic, and Give a Life Disability Association, Independent Disabilities Australia have been great to me, and Give a Life, which is fantastic. So what I want to say is people with disabilities sort of looked upon a little bit differently to people without a disability. And I just want to say to everybody, hey, even me, when I'm in a chair or falling up with walking sticks, people just take you a little bit to the left of side. And I just say, open up your mind and give people with disabilities a fair go, because we didn't ask for our disability. We have to live with it, and we cope with it as best as we can. So it's just really important that stations like yours, Neil, support the cause, and the whole Australian government will support the cause, and the Minister for Disabilities, Martin Foley, who I spoke to last week, top bloke, the state government is supporting the cause, and Lillian Brazier, the Environment Minister, because I'm the ambassador for Falls Creek, is supporting the cause, and when I train at Falls Creek, the greatest mountain resort in the country, they help me out, Stuart Smythe up there, the CEO. Great support from everywhere.
Fantastic. So Bobby, we're going to have to let you go, mate, because it's almost... almost time. We've got a couple of things to wrap
Neil,
up.
I've only been on for 1 minute. You talk too much, Neil. Neil, you talk too much. Where's Jordan? Jordan, talk to me, quick. Save me.
He had 7 questions, and he's just run out of time. No, look, we love hearing you, Bobby, and we'll catch up again down the track. But well done to all those people supporting you, and Everest, here you come.
Well, you know what? Thank you for everybody for supporting me, and you're still the greatest DJ in the world with the greatest radio station in the world. Thank you all for supporting me. You are great people. God bless you.
Good on you, Bob.